Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a recent study that sheds light on how changes in body composition can impact survival in patients with multiple myeloma. Multiple myeloma is a type of blood cancer that affects the plasma cells in bone marrow, primarily affecting older adults. Despite advancements in treatment, many patients still face significant health challenges, including frailty and its related complications. This study specifically looked at patients undergoing autologous stem cell transplantation, or ASCT, a common treatment that involves infusing a patient's own blood stem cells after intensive chemotherapy. The researchers aimed to clarify how changes in body composition, specifically muscle and fat mass, could be indicators of survival and functionality during the treatment process. So, how did they go about this? The team analyzed data from 49 patients who had undergone three consecutive CT scans from 2009 to 2024. They focused on measuring parameters such as the skeletal muscle index, SMI, paraspinal muscle index, PSMI, and visceral adipose tissue, VAT, all taken at the L3 vertebral level. These measurements give insight into muscle quantity and quality, as well as fat distribution. What did they find? The results indicated that both muscle and fat significantly decreased over time in these patients. For instance, in men, the SMI fell by around 21%, while in women, it dipped by about 26%. In terms of fat, VAT dropped significantly, 27% in men and 34% in women. Patients under 55 years also displayed noticeable declines similar to older patients, suggesting that age wasn't the sole factor influencing these changes. Now here's where it gets really significant. The study identified a clear link between reductions in SMI and VAT and patient survival rates. Specifically, losing more than 10% of muscle or over 12% of fat translated into shorter survival times. For example, patients experiencing a loss of muscle mass greater than 10% had an average survival of 80 months, compared to 110 months for those with lesser reductions. This correlation remains strong even after adjusting for other factors like age and initial health status. But beyond just the numbers, the implications of these findings are pretty striking. The researchers suggest that by routinely assessing body composition via CT scans, medical professionals could better identify which patients are at higher risk of poor outcomes. This could pave the way for targeted interventions aimed at preserving muscle and fat mass, thereby improving overall treatment effectiveness. However, while the study presents compelling data, it's not without its critiques. One strength is the clarity in the methodology. Researchers provided detailed descriptions, making it feasible for other scientists to replicate their work. On the downside, though, there are concerns regarding the reproducibility of their findings. While supplementary materials were mentioned, there isn't clear information on whether the datasets are publicly available, which limits the broader utility of the data. Additionally, although the study effectively uses comparative analysis by including a separate group of patients who did not undergo ASCT, some reviewers pointed out that a larger sample size could enhance the findings' validity. As it stands, the relatively small cohort may limit how generalizable the results are to the wider patient population. Nevertheless, the researchers successfully demonstrate that monitoring body composition changes in multiple myeloma patients is crucial. These findings are not merely academic. They hold real promise for improving clinical practice. In light of today's discussion, it's clear that integration of body composition assessments into routine care could significantly help in risk stratification and enable earlier interventions. To wrap up, this study highlights the valuable role of bioimaging in understanding and managing complex diseases like multiple myeloma. While there are areas for improvement, the insights gained from this research could lead to better patient outcomes and a more personalized approach to cancer care. Thanks for tuning in to SciBud. If you have questions or want to dive deeper into today's topic, feel free to reach out. And remember, every discovery starts with curiosity, so stay curious. See you next time.